pray for us.
I know that I'm not worthy to call upon your name. All my life I've been a sinner, and for that I am ashamed. But I heard that you would listen, so I'm giving you my plea. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I know that there are others who could offer more than I. I promise you I'd understand if for me you have no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I guess I must be reaping from the seeds that I have sown. Lord, you owe me nothing. We haven't spoken for so long. But if you could spare some mercy, I'll pledge my life to thee. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me? I know that there are others who could offer more than I. I promise you I'd understand if for me you have no time. I think I just hit bottom and I'm looking up to see. I'm unworthy, Lord, to come to you. Could you please come down to me?
You know, when the preacher was talking this morning, I thought, well, we've got a lot in common. We grew up a singing. My dad was an old-time Baptist preacher. And I told somebody here a while back, I've sung in jailhouses, hospitals, everywhere you could think of. And he's been on, gone on to be with the Lord for quite a while. And I'm proud that there's still some churches that's hanging on to the old way, the old knee route way. Because there's not but one way, and that's by the blood of the cross. It's still the blood.
Once I
I'm not afraid to die.
good soldier. You know, that should be all of us' desire.
Thank you.
us to y'all, I guess. My name is Eva Spear. And on my left is my daughter, Melissa. And on my right is my daughter, Carrie. And playing the guitar is Jeff Cruz. And we tell everybody he's adopted. But he had that blood applied a long time ago, and that's the most important thing. And we're proud that our brother Wayne is here with us today. You know, we sung together as the Strode family and as another group for several years, and I still miss him standing next to me sometimes. But I'm proud of my girls. I'm proud they know what they're singing about.
Up on Calvary, he and the man in the middle, Jesus, he died for you and me. Well, the man on the left was a sinner man, tied to the cross, he bled. He could have been dead, but he mocked the Lord instead. Well, you say you are the Son of God. They've tied you to that tree. Come down, come down and save us. If God's your Father. Up on Calvary, he and the man in the middle of Jesus, he died for you and me. Well, the man on the right was a sinner too. Sorry for his sin. Up on Calvary, he and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. Said the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
When I was a little girl, there was a song that I used to do, and the girls and I got it up. And you know, it's... If you got lost family, then I guess this is why this song was written. Wait a little longer, please, Jesus.
Here the labor is so hard, and her workers are so tired, and her weary hearts are yearning for a rest. And we find we're getting to be in that happy land where we'll receive such peace and happiness. Wait a little longer.
was 6 years old, Mama died. There was 12 of us kids, and there wasn't two or three of them married and gone from home. And we sung with a group from Yulee Baptist Church, and this woman did this song, and I just had to get it up. You listen to the words, "A Footsteps of Mama." There was a lot of people standing in the footsteps of these old mamas and grandmas and granddaddies. Our world would be in a lot better shape. The sweetest words I ever heard was Mama praying. I can still hear the echoes in my mind. She said, "Dear Lord, watch over my children. When you come of this song. It's such a pretty song. Jesus, help me to stand.
Thank you.
Try it anyway. The title of it is Ask the Blind Man. He saw it all.
Think of there's no reason.
Isn't it wonderful to serve a God that can do anything? Let's do. I've got so much to thank Him for.
When I look around and see the good things He does for me and I know I'm unworthy of them all. But by His blessings He freely gives, I know I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to
to come up and sing one with us, or ever how many he feels like singing. Y'all have to watch him. He might sing till supper time and expect you to feed him again.
Well, I want to say how much I've enjoyed this day. The meal was wonderful, but the good spirit this morning and the good spirit this afternoon is so much better than the natural food that we can eat. And I want to compliment the church on singing. This is one of the top very few churches. Your singing is just so good. But you know it won't be but a few days until we all go to heaven. And there's going to be a huge orchestra, how you say that word, orchestra, up there like David had. David assembled a huge orchestra. And I believe the singing up there will be immaculate, top of the line. Brother Binion, I had another song in mind, and his sermon this morning, his thoughts changed a song that I want to try. And it's about a special place, a little spot down next to Fountain Run. It happened the third Tuesday in July 1955, when there was something took place down in here while I was bowed at the altar with my older brother Ralph. I was on the right side of the altar and Ralph was on the left. And I had tried everything that everybody told me to try. And I finally got to that place where, Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know what else to try but you. And that condemnation, that contrition, that sorrow left, and it was replaced with peace and joy and love. And I don't know if any of you experienced this or not, but it was the brightest time. The brightest time of my life. There was a window in the back of the church. The altar was here in the middle of the church. And I know I looked around at that window to see what had happened. But you know, it was so amazing. It's such amazing, and yet it's such a little thing when God removes, it's so easy for him to do that if you're not careful, you'll question, well, is this salvation? Is this real, you know? But it is. There's a place down there that I like to go to every once in a while, and I know where the church key is, and I'll get the church key and unlock the door and walk down the right row of the church. And I get down to that altar, to that spot, and I like to bow on my knees and thank the Lord for what happened when I was 12 years old. I want to sing about that spot.
There's a spot that will ever be sacred to me. While the years and the pilgrimage go, its beauty is living in my memory.
Thank you.
You know, when I got saved, Daddy and Brother Carl Jones was in a revival meeting. And when the Lord saved me and I looked up, I told him it was the brightest time ever was. And I used to tease Brother Carl and Daddy, and I'd say, y'all were the prettiest things I ever seen. So you knew something had to happen to me. We have really enjoyed being here today. Y'all pray for us that no matter where we go, we'll always be the same. You know, we sung at a church one time, and they talked about a concert. And I told the guy, I said, we don't do concerts. I said, we go sing praises to the Lord and hope he'll meet there with us and somebody will get a blessing. Y'all pray for us. We're going to end with this song. If we never see you down here again, if you've got what we all have, then we'll meet you again in a better place someday.
Someday when my last line is written, someday when I draw my last breath, when my last words on earth have been spoken, and my lips are sealed in death, don't look on my cold form in pity. Don't think of me as one dead. It'll just be the house I once lived in. My spirit by then will have fled. I'll have finished my time here allotted, but I won't be in darkness alone. I will have heard from heaven the summons to come on home. And when my body is in the grave, don't think that I'll be there. I won't be dead, but living in the place Jesus went to prepare. And after all is said and done, know that my last earnest prayer is that someday to meet me there. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved. Grace.
I was proud when y'all put that on there this morning. Daddy always, when we'd sang Amazing Grace, he'd always put that on the end of it. Thank y'all for having us.